While politics and medicine turned their backs on the returning soldiers, the horrors of the war were memorialized in literature and art. In All Quiet on the Western Front, a novel about the war experiences of frontline soldiers by the German writer Erich Maria Remarque, the book's protagonist, Paul Baumer, spoke for an entire generation. He says, "I am aware that I, without realizing it, have lost my feelings. I don't belong here anymore. I live in an alien world. I prefer to be left alone, not disturbed by anybody. They talk too much. I can't relate to them. They are only busy with superficial things." Published in 1929, the novel instantly became an international bestseller, with translations in 25 languages. The 1930 Hollywood film version won the Academy Award for Best Picture. But when Hitler came to power a few years later, All Quiet on the Western Front was one of the first degenerate books the Nazis burned in the public square in front of Humboldt University in Berlin. Apparently, awareness of the devastating effects of war on soldiers' minds would have constituted a threat to the Nazis' plunge into another round of insanity. Denial of the consequences of trauma can wreak havoc with the social fabric of society. The refusal to face the damage caused by the war and the intolerance of weakness played an important role in the rise of fascism and militarism around the world in the 1930s. The extortionate war reparations of the Treaty of Versailles further humiliated an already disgraced Germany. German society, in turn, dealt ruthlessly with its own traumatized war veterans, who were treated as inferior creatures. This cascade of humiliations of the powerless set the stage for the ultimate debasement of human rights under the Nazi regime, the moral justification for the strong to vanquish the inferior, the rationale for the ensuing war. The outbreak of World War II prompted Charles Samuel Myers and American psychiatrist Abram Kardner to publish the accounts of their work with World War I soldiers and veterans. Shell Shock in France, 1914 to 1918, published in 1940, and The Traumatic Neuroses of War, published in 1941, served as the principal guides for psychiatrists who were treating soldiers in the new conflict who had war neuroses. The U.S. war effort was prodigious, and the advances in frontline psychiatry reflected that commitment. Again, YouTube offers a direct window on the past. Hollywood director John Huston's documentary, Let There Be Light, 1946, shows the predominant treatment for war neuroses at that time: hypnosis.